Welcome to Oddcast Podcast. Hi, everybody. We are now recording. Woo-hoo. We are going to introduce everybody. Let's just clap real quick.
I'm holding the mic, so I'm clapping with one hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pete and Alvin are.
If possible, I'm going to be like,
so, yeah, awesome. We have a nice group here today, and we are going to start with Melissa.
Howdy doody. This is Melissa.
Pete.
Can I say a fun fact about myself?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My name is Peter, and I know 307 facts about yo-yos.
Wow.
That's
talent.
That's actually
quite impressive.
Yeah, I've been told it's impressive.
Scotty.
Hi, everybody. I never know what to say after this, and I'm just going to be totally upfront with you about that.
I hope
you appreciate the honesty, and if not, I'm sorry.
Woo!
And we have two completely new guests to the podcast who have not been on before. Reelin.
Yep. That's me.
I'm that person.
Here, guys.
I exist.
Alvin.
Hello. I wanted to say a proverb that I like. He who is resistant to change is destined to perish.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Wasn't that from Kung Fu Panda?
No, that's from Hot Rod. One of my favorite movies of all time.
You're right, you're right.
After he got sprayed in the face with a water hose, and the guy said, "Don't tell me how to live my life."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that.
Some of you may have gotten that.
Yeah. I'm sure, for example, if Carlos is listening, shout out to Carlos. If you're listening, don't.
Just don't. Whatever you're thinking.
Okay. And then there's Julian, Captain's Log, Stardate 49083.1. Somebody needed to say that. So
yeah,
I trusted that he knows what that is.
As an avid podcast listener, I am very excited to be here, and I will be sprinkling Disney facts throughout the
sprinkle.
All right, settle down.
yeah. Can you calm down?
You chill out.
You're throwing me off.
So and then
there's five other people here.
Yeah, can you stop yelling, please?
it's going to be called my Disney beat.
Disney beat.
Disney beat. Yeah, I just
okay.
For all example, right, cool. Disney beat number one. What does Epcot stand for?
Epic place concerning other
things.
Things.
Yeah. It's actually Latin for yo-yo.
Yeah,
that was yo-yo fact number one.
Yo-yo fact number one. You'll hear all 397.
Yeah, Epcot is anagram for experimental prototype city of tomorrow.
That sounds dangerous.
What?
Really? Yes. That's pretty cool.
Wow. Because the original concept for Epcot was supposed to be a city. Well, kind of, sort of. If you go to Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom, the People Mover, you'll see a model of what Epcot was supposed to be. It's supposed to be a futuristic city that would advance with technology. But then Epcot transformed into a theme park later on. But
that's cool.
This has been your Disney beat.
Nice.
He wants me to do the moving walkway from Universal. Like, the moving walkway exit is approaching. Please. Watch your step.
Can you do it again, Scott?
And people are supposed to
heard that
walk.
Every that single day, and I never wanted to trip more in my life, just to spite the machines.
You don't own me.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go first with their topic? None of us has actually prepared anything.
We're winging it.
Yeah, we're winging it. So
like a buffalo wing.
I do like buffalo wings.
That sounds
That's
fine.
What my grandma always said before she died. Okay. She's actually still alive, but I'm future proofing this episode.
Okay. Your future? Wow!
Oh
wow.
My gosh!
He's practical about it though.
Say that again. I wasn't listening.
I respect that.
What did you say?
Just think, how long would this episode be like available for?
The internet is forever.
This episode will stand the test of time.
We could all be dead.
Future Robin, if you're listening
you
to this.
You could be listening to this hundreds of years after its initial recording date.
We should each shout ourselves out in the future. Tell us,
future
selves to do something just in case we're listening to it.
Let's do it.
Because I listen to these at work.
So okay. Really?
Yeah, like in the morning when I'm just like
that's awesome.
Hanging out with nothing to do, I just pop them in.
I do that too, yeah. I've listened to Outkast. I mean, I'm a more of a fan than Scott is. I just want to...
On the record.
No, that's true, it's true.
Aww.
I'll concede that.
On the record.
Just because I don't want to get into a debate with you.
I listened to all of them so many times, editing them. I used to listen to them in the car as well, but then recently I haven't. So, I haven't heard one
in a while. Who sounds the weirdest when you hear their recorded voice versus their like in-life voice?
I don't know.
No.
Like, I think me, just because, like, I'm used to my own voice in my head versus...
True.
Yeah, so...
I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's everybody.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Like, because it's a consistent thing. Like, we each sound different when we hear ourselves.
Yeah. Is there, like, a lot more bass in our, like, internal...
That's what I think it is. Think? Like, the way, I guess, your ears receive your own voice is different than how... If you're hearing it from an outside source...
There was
a spider.
For audio listeners,
because
we are live streaming
this.
A
spider.
For,
it's all good.
For audio listeners, there was one of the mics. Melissa's terrified for her life.
I right said for your life. Okay, so moving on. No,
also, we are also on Facebook Live if you're watching us.
Sure.
Hello.
Yeah. Yep.
Going to get us in trouble.
We're on all the lives, probably YouTube and Instagram as well.
Twitch.tv/oddcastpodcast.
Yeah.
You can go there and watch us record this in a very high-tech advanced recording studio.
Yeah, this location is actually far bigger than we need it to be. It's at least 3,000 square feet, right?
Ooh. Yeah, it's actually.
Yeah, he's got a pool table.
This is a true fact.
A whole line of pinball machines.
Yeah. We don't need it this big, but we want it this
right.
big.
Yeah. And
if I'm not mistaken, this is where the Beatles recorded, what was it, Abbey Road?
Yeah.
Not giving anything away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want, that's Paul McCartney's guitar over there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's on the wall, yeah. Yeah.
We're not lying.
No, definitely not lying.
No.
At all.
Yeah, I have a lot of money.
This is actually Pete's building.
Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I think it's so cool that this is like completely underground. I didn't realize the Beatles.
They were doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
Yep.
If I recall correctly.
Well, by the way, the Beatles listen to this.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, there's like one left. two left. Yeah, they listen to
Ringo and
who are the last two living Beatles?
Ringo
for people who don't know their Beatles stuff, who are the last two living Beatles?
I mean, I know my Beatles stuff.
No idea.
Are we counting Yoko?
No, we are not counting Yoko. We will never count Yoko.
I know the drummer's still alive.
All right.
I got one.
Go,
you
what?
Got one. You know his name?
Whose name is?
Starts with an I.
Ringo.
Like, Ringo Starr, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
I never played Beatles Rock Band.
What?
That was that game. Oh, man. The Beatles Rock Band was so
good.
I remember
it was so good.
I remember when it was first coming out. This is when I reached the apex of my Beatles fandom when I was in middle school, and it was like the first midnight release for a game that I had ever gotten, and my mom was like, "Okay, look, I'm gonna go out and buy this for you, but when I get home, you better be asleep, and you'll play it in the morning."
And
I couldn't sleep.
No,
I was staring into the ceiling.
Who could?
Aww. No,
grinning from ear to ear.
No, we were both like, I went to your room.
You went to my room,
and I was like, Scott. Oh my gosh, she's buying it. We can't go to sleep.
Yeah,
anymore.
So I'm like, no, we gotta go to sleep. We gotta go to sleep. I did not go to sleep. I heard her walking through the door, and then I did what every middle schooler does when they hear their parents come home and they know they're supposed to be asleep. You just lay down with your eyes closed and play dead and hope they buy it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll be asleep by the time you get home. She walked in my door. She's like, I know you're not asleep. Here, you can play three songs.
Aww.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome.
And they were the best three songs ever.
Ever.
Do you remember the order of
the
three songs?
Twist and Shout. It was Twist and Shout. It was I Want to Be Your Man. It was from like their first album because the story mode. The game had a story mode where it went album by album throughout their history.
Awesome.
It started from them like in the lounge in Liverpool all the way up to when they were performing Let It Be. But I don't remember the third song. It might have been Please Please Me, but I don't know.
That sounds right.
I'm drinking water to anyone listening on the audio.
Ready? Let's get some high quality audio. Water.
I think today's episode Ganglion is sponsored cells. By water, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. By water.
Just water.
Just the water brand.
Yep.
Brand water.
That would be like
it's
the most.
A clothing brand.
Where is it based? What country is it based?
Iceland.
Earth.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's.
Wow. Iceland. Today's episode sponsored by the letter G.
There's
this
actually
feels like Sesame
Street. Clothing brand that's called Salsa, like salsa, and it's very confusing. When I saw it first, when I went to Spain, there was a mall, and I saw it, the store just had salsa. So I'm like, oh, like music, like dancing and whatnot. No, it's a clothing brand that's just called.
So would
salsa.
You like to eat, dance, play,
or wear
salsa?
Maybe all four.
At the same time.
At the same time.
You just dance with a bowl of
that's
chips.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's what
that's what I live for.
Don't we all?
I dream.
With a bowl of chips?
Or I don't do that.
You're too busy playing with
I'll get motion sick.
Your yo-yos.
Yo-yo.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many yo-yos do you have, Pete?
None. I don't have any, actually.
No, he just knows things about yo-yos.
Yeah, I'm just a silent observer.
Okay.
Intense researcher.
Yeah. Respect that.
Intense researcher.
Yeah, Scott knows.
Okay. I respect that, yeah. So, I've seen it. I've seen the fact that he has no yo-yos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen everything he owns
there.
And there wasn't a yo-yo.
He was there when I didn't get one. Yeah.
Several times. I've caught him multiple times in the eye. I didn't record it, though, out of respect.
No, but I looked at him and I said, I want that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you better not.
But I'm not going to get it.
No.
$2
You're above that.
Does anyone else remember
I think I know what you're going to
talk. In elementary school?
Yes. The cool guy who'd do the tricks. Yes.
They would sell you a yo-yo for $40.
The light-up ones?
40?
Yeah, I never could afford it. But
is that
yeah,
legal?
They would come to the school and do like a whole yo-yo presentation.
Oh, what?
Yo-yo tricks.
Yes.
And they had like a pamphlet of
and
the yo-yos you can
peaked.
Buy.
That yes. never happened in my school.
They're the ones still
that
selling lit yo-yos up. Today.
They made it look so easy. Oh, you can do... Shh.
Yes.
And then they'd be like, no, rock the cradle, walk the dog. It'd be like,
are they rock the cradle? Those are the only two I could do.
Okay, yeah. So if you want to buy one, $40. What 10-year-old has $40
I know.
On them?
The ones that steal
from
their
parents.
Or you
can get the one that's $100.
Had I known, I would have stolen from my parents. Whoa. Mom, if you're listening, I never stole from you. Also, how are you hearing this?
Also, who gave you the internet? Oh, yeah. How many times I got to tell you?
I still have to update the things for my mom. Like, she's like, Alvin, how do you do this? And it's like the most basic thing. Just tap, tap, tap. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that's most
my entire
people,
that's most career.
Yep. Literally.
Yep. Yeah.
Disney beat.
Ooh, hit it. I'm ready.
Hit us. The next Disney beat. How many Magic Kingdoms are there across the planet Earth?
Seven? Well,
seven Magic Kingdoms?
Stop. Magic Kingdoms.
Two.
Oh, I'm thinking of just like parks.
Three.
Oh,
Peter, hit me.
There's one.
You smart man.
Really?
There's only one Magic Kingdom, what? Yes, in Orlando.
How many Disneylands are
the
there?
The rest are called Disneyland. Disneyland Shanghai, Disneyland Tokyo, Disneyland.
So did you
Paris?
Mean to say Disney
Paris.
World?
No.
Really?
It's actually,
so explain.
It's, and other
it's carefully worded. The only Magic Kingdom is in Orlando. The Magic
Isn't that the
Kingdom.
Only Disney World, too? Is yeah. the one here?
Really?
All the other parks are called
it's Disneyland.
Disney,
like Disneyland,
Disneyland
California.
Yeah.
Disney,
and
yeah,
so
right.
do
how
they
you
have.
Can differentiate because it's like world and then land.
Yeah.
Is the other one.
It's like world and then the rest.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's like Disney World and
doing?
Then
yeah.
and company.
Because it's, the other ones are just a single park.
Oh, gotcha.
Disneyland,
okay.
Paris, Disneyland.
That's what I was going to
yeah,
ask, yeah.
It's
in California,
yeah.
California, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, then,
but they all
yeah,
have
California
castles, yes?
Adventure. I'm sorry?
They all have castles?
I believe
yeah.
so.
Yeah, the Disneyland parks all have castles, and they're all different.
I was going to say, I'm like, are they all Cinderella's castle? Because that'd be kind of
yeah,
great.
Like,
yeah,
like, I've seen videos where they rank them, and it's super interesting. This one has huh. this. Anyways, but...
what's well, your personal favorite, Alvin?
It's Epcot, even though it's a shell of its former self. To our audio listeners, because it's the only thing...
All of our listeners.
To our listeners.
To all of
our
listeners.
Yeah, well, because Epcot is just for what it represents. Like, it's like, back then, it's supposed to be like the future.
Yeah.
But we're living in that future now. So now they're changing
Whoa.
The whole
Whoa.
Theme of it.
That's
and
true.
Like,
that's true.
Yeah,
I know.
90% of the stuff they predicted has not come to pass. So,
like rocket shoes and flying cars.
Rocket shoes and...
moving
what's
walk
that,
sidewalks
that dipping dots ice cream
oh,
of the future for
yes.
the past 20
it's
years
astronaut food
the carousel of progress remember that ride
yes
yeah.
that's in Magic Kingdom
yeah oh well anyway yeah. I like that one
I just wanted to be a smarty I'm sorry
oh yeah, smarty pants.
Another fun fact the carousel of progress is the only ride which Walt Disney actually sat in
wow.
what
he didn't
whoa.
Sit yeah. in any of his own rides besides
well,
that one
Disney World
Tell
opened
me my
after
man didn't
died.
Get on Toy Story
he didn't get on Toy Story Midway
he
Mania
didn't get on Toy Story
he didn't
you
get
go
on
to
Expedition
Toy
Everest
I have not
Space
I am
Mountain
ashamed.
Flight of Passage
this guy kind of sounds like a phony
he's yeah. never been on Pandora
he didn't go on Pandora World of Avatar
yeah I'm ashamed to say as of this recording I've not been to Toy Story Land
me neither
yeah
it exists already
I've never even been to Epcot
I didn't know
next podcast we do it
Never.
Mobile. Mm-hmm. Do it live from Disney World.
Portable recorder. On a ride.
On a ride.
On a ride.
Yeah, wireless mic.
Wait,
it's like a 15-minute episode.
It's like a 15-second pause. We're just smiling for the picture.
Click.
Well, wait. We're all going to be on different cars, so it's going to be like click, pause, click, pause. Before we end the Disney beat, any other people's favorite parks that they want to tell the world? On the internet?
Epcot, probably.
Epcot. World.
Yeah, also,
yeah,
you can just go and just like sit down on a bench and just people watch.
I love
and
people
it's just,
watching.
It's very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to be standing in line for, you know, 3 hours to get on a ride. And
yep.
a lot of the rides there are pretty chill. So it's
yeah, mm-hmm. true. I think the concerts were really cool when they had those mm-hmm. going on. Food and wine. Yeah,
yeah the festivals were so.
Test Track, that was really cool.
Test Track.
Mm-hmm. Test Track, yeah.
What's the little globe thing called?
Like the Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Spaceship Earth. It's
and mm-hmm. they're also opening the new Guardians of the Galaxy roller
okay,
coaster.
Okay, that's another tangent. You guys might have to go off on a small tangent. So I am a conflicted person right now.
Why?
I am livid with a capital D. My two favorite things, Epcot and my favorite Marvel franchise, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And they're opening a ride in Epcot called Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which is basically like a reskin of Tower of Terror.
But
more.
I thought Tower of Terror was in...
Hollywood Studios. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. But it's going to be similar.
It's not a drop
ride.
Tower, though. Huh? It's not a drop tower.
No, no. Well, the original Guardians of the Galaxy ride, Mission Breakout, it opened up in Disney California Adventure, I think like 2 years ago or so. And it's been a hit. So they retrofitted.
It's like their beta test, and then they move it to Orlando.
Yeah, basically.
They picked up the whole thing and moved it.
They're just going to airdrop it.
Yeah, they dropped it. Boom. Open sign. Neon.
Apple joke.
So they took out Tower of Terror ride in California Adventure, reskinned it as the Guardians of the Galaxy. So they're bringing that ride to Epcot.
Okay.
Tower of Terror is still open at Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. So they're building...
And they're not changing that?
No. They're building a whole new ride. So they took out the Universe of Energy that had Ellen and Bill Nye.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, it had dinosaurs, too.
What? They took that out, yeah.
In Disney World?
No, in Epcot.
Well, yes.
Disney World.
Yeah, yes. Disney World. Yes. I'm sorry.
In Disney World, in Epcot. Yes.
World? I apologize.
Ellen and who?
Ellen and Bill Nye.
It was a weird combo.
Yeah, it was a very slow ride.
Flashbacks.
I love that guy.
I love that guy, yeah. So it's a very slow ride, talking about, like, you know, science and stuff. And then
energy.
But that ride actually got extremely run down, and, like, they didn't really keep up maintenance and whatnot. So at the end of its life, it just, like, it looked terrible. Anyway, so that's gone. They're making Guard the Gardens,
but it had
right?
dinosaurs, but though.
In Epcot?
Mm. In Epcot, correct. Mm-hmm. So it's going to, if you guys remember Epcot, it's going to be across from Test Track.
Oh, okay.
And if you're facing Mission Space, it's going to be on the left.
Yes.
So it's going to be there. If you go to Epcot now, you see the huge construction building. It's amazing. So, and here's why I'm conflicted.
I was about to ask you that. Like, why are you so livid?
Because...
With a D.
The spirit of Epcot is about, like... No,
I gotcha. Yeah,
nations, you know, different cultures, and
the Earth
and future. Yeah, like the future technology,
the real Earth,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like innovations blew my mind as a kid. Like innovations,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh my goodness,
yeah.
I loved it. I loved going there and playing PlayStation 2. You know, back in the day, like, whoa, this is the future.
Well,
and then like the you know all the future house tech and all that.
Yeah,
so,
I remember that. Build your own roller coaster.
But now that's basically all irrelevant because it's like the future is here and the internet is a thing.
The future is now.
Thank you,
you're welcome.
Why didn't you open with that? The future is now. So yeah, so to have a Disney franchise,
yeah, I get
kind of just stick there
in the middle of
Exactly, yeah. In the middle of like
doesn't really
future
fit
world
with everything else.
I mean, Mission Space, it's not based on any like IP, so it's generic. It's about mission. About space exploration, which is awesome. You know, it's you can apply that anywhere. Test Track, the future of cars and whatnot. And then you have Guardians of the Galaxy. It's like,
yeah.
But why would they put it there? Why
the I can see why
put
though
it anywhere
the
else.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, like literally anywhere. Yeah.
Like given the aesthetic of Guardians of the Galaxy and the technology and going into space and all that stuff, I can see why they did it. And also, they're gonna market one of their biggest
IPs,
like one of the big, and especially to draw people into Epcot, which. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, is like one has the least least
like
amount of foot traffic.
Really
and you
want
to go to Magic Kingdom, and then you also want to go to the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. You have to get off.
You
the
have
pass.
To get off. Yeah, yes. You have to get the pass, and you have to buy the ticket and go into. Like you know, they're a business. They're going to do what they can to make money.
I mean, Disney,
and will they have my
Disney
money when that
money.
Ride comes out?
Yes.
Because that'll be the first one on that roller coaster.
Yes, I've never bought anything from a ride gift shop. I like everyone else. I just go through.
Yeah,
but I'm probably going to buy everything at that gift shop.
Been saving up
for this gift shop.
Like a replica coat.
Oh, I'll buy that. I would buy that.
Not
Bob Iger.
If you're three of those,
Star Wars, my dude.
So here's the thing. Here's the big plot twist in this all.
Plot
dun,
twist.
Dun, dun. Scott, here, give me a plot twist note.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's quite
so,
good.
In Magic Kingdom. They're in the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, just to make sure. They're building a Tron roller
the
coaster.
Anyway.
Tron.
That's
so
cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would
be
really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you could imagine the lights.
Do I get to ride the little bike thing?
You're going
to
be... You're gonna be
that is
so
neon
cool.
lights everywhere.
Yeah, so it's in, I believe, Disneyland Shanghai or Hong Kong, where that ride is already open. So they're bringing it here. So
again, a beta test.
Thank you.
Yes.
So my train of thought is, why didn't they flip the two? Tron feels like it belongs in
Epcot.
And
yeah.
Guardians
yeah,
of the Galaxy
does.
Sounds like it because Magic Kingdom is full of IPs. It's full of, you know, movies and all
that. So obviously Tron is an IP as well. But
yeah.
It feels like less of one.
Yeah, like, I guess less marketable.
Yeah.
So I guess there are no future Tron movies, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another Guardians movie coming out, which is going to be... It's a whole other tangent, but I'm not going to go on that.
I'd want to clarify. Will it be a drop tower, Guardians of the Galaxy?
I hope.
It's a roller coaster.
Is it?
They're marketing it as the world's largest indoor roller coaster.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I can see it having like a launch point, kind of like how the Hulk does in Universal or the Rock and Roller Coaster. Yeah.
I'm so
like
ready.
It just launches like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like if it's indoor and they build it high enough and they can actually launch it while they're still inside, that would
amazing.
Be insane. That would be
crazy. That's amazing.
I wasn't ready.
That sounded amazing.
I'm never ready, really.
I'm going to walk out with like, and then like my financial institution is going to contact me. Did you make all these credit? Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Yes. Stop judging me.
Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Okay.
Do you know me or
thank
not?
Thank you for listening to my tangent about...
Yeah, that was fun. Is anybody's favorite Disney park not Epcot?
You know the train that takes you through the parks?
The monorail?
Yeah, I like that.
That's fun.
The best
ride.
That
was one of the most exciting things I've seen.
The best
monorail I'm in a chair in the
Epcot.
Sky.
Because before stopping you, it takes you throughout the whole park. And then it's so extra.
It's like, don't you want to spend your money here? Look at all the stuff you could be doing if you weren't.
Yeah. Also, I want to do another shout out, Eddie. Talking about monorails at Disney.
Monorail.
Eddie, if you're listening, also stop.
Yeah, I also like Toy Story. I don't know where that one is, but
that's in Hollywood.
Is it?
Toy Story Mania and Toy Story Land.
That was in Magic Kingdom.
Incorrect.
No.
Okay.
It's in Hollywood Studios.
The only thing in Magic Kingdom is the castle.
Notice the Epcot socks.
Notice the socks of the one talking. Okay.
Look at it.
So can anyone like say the monorail, you know, warning to like keep
oh,
your
yeah.
head?
Scott.
I can say it in Spanish.
I don't know that one.
Por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas.
Beautiful.
I remember that part.
I really feel like I want to go to Disney now.
Let's go.
You know, I can't afford it. Like,
yeah, for real. I cannot afford it at all.
Sponsored by Disney.
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 We love money.
Get out your wallets.
We bought everything.
Yeah, basically.
like next thing you know, you're getting like a cease and desist from Disney, like in the mail for this podcast.
You can't say Disney in your podcast.
How do you guys feel about that new Disney streaming service?
Oh,
let's talk about
money.
That.
What is that?
Thanks for listening, guys. You'll hear our opinions about Disney Plus in the next episode, so stay tuned for that. But for now, here's a new segment that we're doing on the podcast, and we're calling it Voicemail Stories. We go around the room leaving voicemails for one person, and we come up with a story by doing it. Hope you enjoy it. Here's Voicemail Story 1, where we leave voicemails for Melissa.
Boop! Hey, Melissa, if you're listening to this, I've called you like 5 times. I think your phone's on airplane mode, but I just want to let you know your house is on fire. Call me back. See ya. Hope you live. Boop.
All right, I'm gonna level with you. I'm on your roof right now, but I can't tell you why. I need a pair of scissors, a water bottle, 7.2 feet of rope,
one issue of People
and
magazine,
season 3 of Cheers. I need you to throw it on the roof. Do not come up here for your own sake. Don't. And I will explain it all when I get back
no
from Africa.
To
ask. Okay. I've said too much.
Okay. See? Delete this message, please.
All right. My turn. Ready?
Boop.
Melissa, you should really check on your house because I think Scott is about to die. It's still on fire. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Melissa. This is Alvin again. Scott is on your roof. I think he's the cause of the fire. So, again, great seeing you. Hope you live through this.
Hey, Melissa girl. If I were you, just leave your house. There's, like... He's there. He's on your roof.
He's probably got this covered.
He's you know, he's fine. Yeah, I think he can handle it himself. I recommend...
It's not worth it.
You just run. Just run.
Wait, is that Melissa? Give me the phone. Melissa, listen to me. He's getting more hostile by the minute. I left you a few voicemails. You're not answering. Scott, no, Scott. Boop.
All right, look, the cops just showed up. All right. And
no,
they just showed up. I had to. You didn't bring me the season of Cheers I asked you for, so I had to act it out in front of them, shot for shot, and they weren't getting it. I was crossing over too many. Look, the point is, I'm wanted in 17 countries now. I can't tell you why. I'm trying to get everyone else out of here, but they're not listening to me. For the sake of you, your loved ones, and everyone you've ever known in your life.
Why did you please, set our house on fire?
Please, please bring me the 7.25 feet of rope. I can't stress that enough. I can't stress that enough.
Do all this? So, I'm finally off of work. Why do I have so many voicemails?
And scene.
Yeah. Voicemail yeah. stories, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was really
that
cool.
Was pretty cool.
Maybe that can be the name.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Voicemail stories or something.
Okay, voicemail stories.
Beep. Wait, I wonder if that's on here.
It can be like...
That's oh, yeah, right there.
That's one.
Yeah.
Leave me a voicemail.
Let me see.
Okay. Can all we right. do it? Yeah.
Emily's got a voicemail.
Okay. So, yeah, hope you liked it. Tune in next time to hear another voicemail story at the end of the episode. See you then.